Hey, Christine.
Hey, Tim. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good.
So this week in The Reactor, I got Christine Matheny. She's a startup evangelist.
Yeah. And we just ran actually our second of our Lunch and Learn series today. We worked and we had a Rick Whittem from our go-to-market team come and talk with startups here in the Bay Area and startups or the community in The Reactor about what it's like to go to market and things to think about. So that was a really successful and fun event.
Yeah, it was really cool. I thought, I don't know. It's one of those things that people ask me a lot about, like, you know, how can we partner with Microsoft to get stuff in the store? And I was like, oh, just, you know, watch this video and he'll tell you how, you know.
MicrosoftGoToMarket.com.
MicrosoftGoToMarket.com. If you want to get stuff in the store, if you want to get somebody to help you promote, get stuff in the retail store, get stuff on the Windows store.
Yep. We're all here to help.
Yeah, and it's like the thing that I wanted to ask him was like, so is this it? Is this all you have to do? Like, you just have to do these five steps and we'll talk to you?
Yeah, but it's like the five steps to getting into college, right? It's like not easy steps.
But there are steps to do.
Yes.
It's not just like this amorphous thing, like you have to find the right person.
Right.
No, if you do these things and you come and talk to one of the go-to-market guys, we'll have the conversation.
Yeah.
Cool. What else is going on this week?
So tonight, I believe we have a PAC IT Pros meetup. They meet every week. Or every month, sorry. And they're always fun. And I don't know what the topic is, but I'm sure it'll be awesome. And there's usually food.
Yep. Nothing on Wednesday. The 7th, Startup Next,
yeah,
San Francisco.
Yes, so that's another event that my team's partnering up with. TechStars is one of the accelerators that Microsoft partners with across the U.S. They've got locations in Boston, New York, Chicago, and don't quote me on all the other ones. And so we're working with them. They actually used to be sitting in The Reactor. They were here for 4 months. A bunch of their startups were working out of here. And now we've got The Alchemist, another startup accelerator who's moved in. And they're going to be here for 4 months. But Startup Next, it's a six-week program. And every Thursday night, they're going to be in here. And we're going to be talking about how to get into accelerators.
Cool.
And so it's a closed event to the public, but it's going to be really cool and really informational.
Yeah. Is there any way any other way to find that information?
I'm not sure.
All right. We'll keep you posted.
Website's posted if you can go check it out on the Microsoft Reactor page, and I'm sure you can find out more.
Cool. And then this weekend, we've got Big Hack, a social good hackathon. Cal and Stanford students put it on. We're hosting 100 developers. They're going to be hacking on social good problems.
Yeah.
So kind of...
Like what kind of problems, you know?
I'm not really sure. We'll find out this weekend. We're going to have some Raspberry Pis and some fun stuff for them to hack on. Jeremy Foster is going to come in and give a talk about using Windows 10 IoT.
Awesome.
I just got a shipment of Myo Bands, so some kind of health...
Playing with things
type of thing. And that's Saturday and Sunday, but then there's Friday and Saturday, but on Sunday...
On Sunday we've got, I believe, middle and high school girls from Technovation. It's a program trying to get more girls into STEM, and they're going to come in and do a hack day. Learning how to build cool things, and they're going to be in the Microsoft Reactor. I think it's going to be a really fun and inspiring event.
And is that open to people? Is it they're still doing?
I'm not sure. I think Technovation is putting this on with a select group of students.
Mm.
But you can check out their website for more information.
Cool. And then next week we've got Mobile Monday Demo Day.
Yeah.
What's that?
I'm not sure.
Huh?
I think Andrew from our team is staffing it. Maybe Annie is.
Mobile Monday. Startups interested in applying demo nights. Startups apply here.
So it sounds like on Monday we've got a bunch of startups who have mobile products demoing.
Whoa.
In the Reactor. It should be really cool.
And it says here that you will join the ranks of Uber, Foursquare, Waze, AdMob, Mobi, and Zabni, Mobile Iron, and many more that have craved demo night at Mobile Monday.
Cool.
So that's kind of cool.
If you've got a startup, you want to demo it, or... If you want to see some what's new and shaking up the ecosystem, sounds like a great place to come.
We're hosting them on Monday. Graph Database Meetup. Developers interested in learning about and working with graph databases for social, spatial, hierarchical, other connected data sets.
Yeah.
Kind of like Neo4j.
Mm-hmm.
And then another Startup Next. So
yep,
it is really
so
6 weeks
it's
here.
6 weeks of six from 5:30 or 6 to 9 p.m. We're going to be in here every Thursday from the 7th through... whatever month comes out for April, May. And we're going to be having these Startup Next events. So it'll be a lot of fun.
If you could describe Build in 3 words, what would you say?
Build in 3 words?
Yeah.
Inspiring, awesome, exhausting. Yeah. I had the opportunity to put on the women CTO panel and moderated it at Build, which was crazy and so much fun. And like the women had such good stories about what it's like being a woman in tech and why to create a startup and how to get it off the ground. But also, I just like basically didn't go home that week.
Yeah. There was a lot of running around downtown.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks for stopping by, Christine.
Yeah, thanks, Tim.
See you next time.
Yep.
All right, so I'm sitting here with Justin.
Hello.
What's your last name?
Chizer.
Chizer.
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
Chizer.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So Justin is an MSP, works in retail, and is a student.
Yeah, I go to UC Santa Cruz.
Okay.
Studying computer engineering.
And you're a senior?
And I'm a senior, yeah. Senior, but I have to do one more year, so. Like a lot of people I know, so it's not too bad.
Computer engineering, what are you guys taking right now?
I'm on spring break right now. The next quarter, I'll be taking signals and systems, operating systems, and software engineering. So it's going to be a fun quarter. It's going to be a fun quarter.
Operating systems, that was one of my toughest, that was the toughest course I had.
That's what I hear, so I'm looking forward to it.
You know, practice your memory management and stuff like that. So at your school, you're the MSP.
Yeah.
What's the MSP program?
So it's the Microsoft Student Partner Program. Basically, you're the liaison for Microsoft and your campus. There to kind of promote Microsoft products, platforms, and just kind of teach students kind of what Microsoft is doing and what we bring to the table for them.
And so you had your first event recently?
Yeah, we had our first event last month in February. We did an intro to Unity event along with another MSP at Santa Cruz, his name's Kevin. So we did intro to Unity, and he had a Oculus Rift as well. So we had that set up, and we had students were able to try that on and explore the world.
Hmm.
We had a lot of pizza. It was a good time. It's a good time. We had a pretty good turnout too. We had about 25 kids show up. So I thought it was pretty successful.
Cool.
Yeah.
And so how does that work? Does Microsoft give you money?
Yeah, they so I rented out the reserved a space through the school, and then the MSP program gives us money for pizza and swag and things like that. So nice. That's pretty cool.
What kind of swag did you guys get?
So we have like rechargeable battery packs. We have Microsoft gym bags. Pretty cool stuff like that, like notepads and things like that.
So they're just like, here you go.
Yeah,
here's some pizza. Go run an event.
Yeah, they ship us a box. They give us money for pizza, and they're like, have fun. If you need more, let us know.
Do you work with like the computer science club on campus? Is there something like that you can kind of?
Yeah, we can. I'm a part of the kind of like a the cultural engineering club.
Okay.
And I work with them, and we try to get people through that. For the first event, though, it was just a lot of our friends and then our friends' friends. So I got to meet a lot of cool people that I didn't know as well.
Yeah. Cool. And so you're gonna do this for another year. Do you think you're gonna keep going with the MSP program?
Yeah. Definitely gonna keep going with it. Yeah. It's a great program. We have monthly calls conducted by Brady out in Redmond.
Okay.
And we get really cool people on the call that just teach us new stuff that Microsoft's doing. So for instance, like Project Oxford.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know too much about it, but it's kind of like a facial recognition program, and they do quite a few things as well, and I thought it was really interesting, and the APIs are online.
And so they have somebody from engineering come talk to you?
Yeah. Cool. So they're it's a Skype call.
Yeah.
With about 100 MSPs, and they have a slide deck ready, and you just kind of listen and watch the slide deck and kind of see what they do.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What's going on with retail? So are you working there full time or part time?
I work in retail part time.
Yeah.
I do about 20 hours a week. And in about two days will be my 3-year anniversary with Microsoft, with the company. Definitely one of the best choices I've made career-wise, life-wise. I really love working for this company. I love working in retail. They treat us extremely well. And it's really nice to promote stuff that you're passionate about.
Yeah.
Especially to people who might not be as knowledgeable, and who really need to gather information to make the choice of which computer they need to get and what fits their needs. It's like a puzzle for me. Yeah. And I like to figure out what they need and what would be best for them.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So you've been there 3 years.
Been there 3 years. So I started in San Francisco. Then I moved to San Jose, the San Jose location, because it's closer to my school.
Yeah.
And a lot has changed.
Yeah.
When I first started, we still had Surface Pro 1. We're all the way to Surface Pro 4. And I think the coolest thing that I've seen change is we used to have to really sell Surface Pro. Most people didn't even know what it was.
Yeah.
Most people were against it.
Yeah.
So it was very difficult in the beginning. Now it's a well-known product. People actually come in asking for it. We've gotten great reviews on it from tech websites. And people are genuinely happy with it. And I think it's a great product. We've come a long way. Each step has been better and better.
Yeah.
And Pro 4 has been pretty incredible in our store so far.
Yeah, selling well.
Selling very well.
Cool.
Selling very well.
So that's really interesting. You get that 3-year perspective.
Yeah.
I mean, retail wasn't a thing for Microsoft.
No, not at all.
What, 4 years ago?
Been around for about a little over 5 years.
Yeah.
But 5 years ago, it was very sporadic.
Yeah, just Bellevue.
Just Bellevue and a few other stores. Yeah. Arizona was the first store out in Scottsdale.
Uh-huh.
And now we're thriving now. We just opened our flagship store in downtown Manhattan. And then we have our first international store in Sydney.
Wow.
Australia.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're finally growing. It's really cool to be a part of the progress as well.
Yeah. Now you're working in retail. Is there, you're kind of working in San Jose, but is there kind of like a network, a org that you can kind of tap the people in Sydney and be like, hey, what's going on? Or is it?
Yeah, I personally haven't done anything like that. But what's cool about working at Microsoft is if you want to talk to anybody, they're only a Skype call away.
Yeah.
And you can look up anybody by name.
Yeah.
And I'll tell them their job information.
Cool.
So if you need to talk to anybody, just
people answer.
Yeah. Give them a call.
Senior in college, MSP, retail. I mean, you've kind of got your ear to the ground on a lot of these.
Yeah.
The perception of Microsoft in a lot of unique ways.
Yeah.
What do you think? Where are we at?
I think we've made great strides, but we're not where we need to be yet. My biggest concern, at least, is reaching out to people that are students.
Yeah.
I see it on my campus. I've seen it at the SF State campus. Most students are they go towards Apple. And they don't put Microsoft in a great light.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that I want to change, and I feel like I have the power to change, at least on my campus with the MSP program, to show people that we do push out great products. Windows 10 is a great tool, well as Visual Studio. The things that you can use on Microsoft Azure for hosting a website or anything cloud related.
Yeah.
And I just think people don't really know.
Yeah.
And I want to be that voice to let them know that these things do exist.
Right.
And we do some pretty powerful things with them as well.
Right. I think that power component is the thing that I've kind of observed is what's usually kind of lacking when in the conversations. People have jumped to conclusions. How do you think you can stay authentic to that in Microsoft, but also be relevant to students?
Yeah, so
this is kind of an abstract.
Yeah.
This is kind of a discussion I've been wanting to have with somebody who's seen a lot of it, but, you know, when you build your own PC and you put Windows 10 on it and it runs like a dream, you know, how do you share that story effectively with somebody who just wants to spend the $1,000 and pick up a MacBook?
Yeah, that's pretty hard. 'Cause we get a lot of people, too, that upgrade from a previous version of Windows to Windows 10 and they don't have a great experience.
Yeah.
And that's always frustrating. But a lot of the time, it's not always Microsoft's fault.
Right.
Sometimes the manufacturer doesn't push out the correct drivers for it, and the machine just simply wasn't ready.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you do build your own PC, you have kind of like a gratifying feeling about it. And I think that's kind of unique to Windows, and I think that's really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But even if you do have a Mac, that doesn't limit you to only have a Mac. I also think most people don't know that you can boot camp a Mac and put Windows on it.
Yeah.
So you can partition your hard drive and then have both operating systems running, which can be very useful, especially for people, especially for students that are engineers that need programs for their class that only run on Windows, but they have a Mac. No one wants to go out and buy a whole new computer for one class.
Right.
But if they can just put Windows on their Mac, makes life a lot easier.
Yeah, they can just go for it.
They can just go back and forth.
Yeah. Are you seeing that a lot on campus?
I do. I would like to see more.
How many people bring in Macs to the retail store?
Quite a few.
So it does happen.
It does happen. The store that I work at in San Jose is very unique. When I'm looking out into the mall at my store, Apple's right across from me.
You can see it.
I can see it. They can see us. We can see them. So it's interesting. We get customers that they think our location is very interesting, especially since we came there after them.
Right.
But it happens all the time. We'll see a customer walk out of Apple with a brand new laptop, and they'll walk right into our store and say, okay, I need a copy of Windows 10, and I need a copy of Office.
Yeah.
So I can bootcamp my Mac.
Yeah.
Brand new computer.
Yeah.
But yeah, it happens a lot.
That's fun.
It does happen a lot.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize you guys are right across the line.
Yeah.
Huh. So you're enjoying retail life. They're treating you well.
Yeah, they treat us extremely well.
What's next for you?
Yeah, so I hopefully, still in the works, but I want to intern at Microsoft over the summer.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes. Still getting final word.
But then later, I mean, you've kind of set yourself up for a lot of different stuff, right?
Computer
engineering, you could go very technical.
Yeah, yeah. I want to be somewhere in the middle of being technical and being kind of what I bring to retail.
Yeah.
As far as being a product advisor and talking to people, being personable. I want to combine those two worlds. So if I can find a job, preferably with Microsoft, once I graduate next year, that would be ideal.
Yeah.
If not, then I'll see what else is out there. But I don't want to go, personally, I don't want to go too technical. Because I feel like I have too many attributes that'll be kind of thrown away and not used.
Yeah.
So if I can find something in the middle,
yeah,
I think that would be ideal.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Do you have any book, movie recommendations? What are you enjoying right now?
I'm really looking forward to the new season of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And then one show that's coming back this summer is Mr. Robot. I don't know if any of you guys watch Mr. Robot. Season one was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Especially since he's basically a computer hacker that works for the company that he's hacking. It's just a really interesting show, and I think a lot of engineers and programmers would really enjoy it.
Huh.
It's Mr. Robot.
It's hard to find TV shows that represent that kind of...
It is. It is.
You think it does a good job?
I think it does an extremely good job.
Yeah.
Very entertaining. Kind of keeps you on your seat.
Yeah.
On the edge of your seat as well.
And being authentic to, like, the hacker culture.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
The Game of Thrones thing, it's kind of interesting. Somebody I heard on a podcast was saying, on another Microsoft podcast, was explaining how go read Harry Potter again and think about magic in terms of technology.
Ooh.
So as you go through Game of Thrones...
Yeah, maybe, huge Harry Potter fan.
Yeah. And I thought that was a really clever, you know, the sci-fi becomes less sci-fi. I mean,
yeah.
You know, you take magic and then you kind of look at it in a sci-fi light. and then you can, you know, build tech around it in a different way. I don't know.
I gotta reread Harry Potter. I guess I gotta reread it, which right. I don't mind doing.
Thanks for talking to me, Justin.
Absolutely, that was fun. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it.